We spoke a little bit about dine mamon is tchilas din, you could do by day, and soif din, you could even do by night, as long as you started tchilas din by yoim. And we said we were thought by Kiddush HaKadosh. Also, is exeris akasiv that not. Now, dine mamon is, you can't be going by laila. We explained, because dine mamon is, it's really all about the psak. Even if I know I'm chayiv misa, if a person knows he's chayiv mamon, can he pay without a bezdin? The answer is yes. Person knows he's quote unquote chayiv misa. Can he kill himself without a bezdin? No. We explain because the psak bezdin is really that's where it's at. So when it comes to dine mamonis, the psak bezdin is really just a clarification. The ikur is that once you have the edus, so the edus is really the kishkas of the deal. Masha enke when it comes to dine nefashas. And we said that maybe that's good for the gzeris akosav when it comes to kiddush achodesh. So machloek is actually between Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. It seems like what exactly is the nature of the drasha. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say that the ikur is gufa the kiddush. That's the way he learns the way we were saying. We said according to the Rambam, it seems like he's saying that there's exeris akosav that even the soif of the din still needs to have to be by yoyim. Not just the tchila, it's exeris akosav that way. Okay, next Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the second case. Rubezdin, Yamdu Shnai Vidim Fenem, Vekim of Amai, Lote Shmia, Gidoila Meiria. Now we spent some time on this Gemara, and we said, what's the Gemara's question? Lote Shmia, Gidoila Meiria. We had Dirim Pshatim in the Rishonim, but the question was, according to Rashi, the question was, because it doesn't say anywhere the lashon of edus in kiddush achodesh. That's why Rashi says. That's why we can ask the question lo teish migadol miriyah. In other words, according to Rashi, it is not an absolute fact that lo teish migadol miriyah. There are times when shmiya will be gadol miriyah. For example, Rashi and Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph says by dine nefashis. Rashi says because it says edus the top Rashi and Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Therefore, you're going to need taka to have edim. By dinin nefashos. Now Tosfos argues the chinam dochak writes Tosfos and says even by dinin nefashos we could say that there's a din of lo teish shmiya gadol meiria. And he says that I have a raya to it from a gemara in Perek Achoyvel. So first of all, we have this major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Then we have to deal with Rashi Tosfos's raya. Now it's very interesting because Tosfos tries to bring a raya from the very same halacha that we said Rashi seems to support himself with, which is when it comes to hariga. Do you say eid nasadayin by hariga? Now, we said that Tosfos is talking about a very unique case, a case of roitzeach. And the case of roitzeach, maybe it's not actually midin misas bezdin, it's rather midin ubiyar to harua mikir becha, which is Bezdin's got to take care of business. We spoke about how sometimes Bezdin puts people in jail and then basically pops their belly. That's by the way, some of the things that Bezdin does. So to over here, Bezdin cannot allow, we saw from the Meiri that Bezdin cannot allow that this person should run rampant just like that, and you know, it's not good for society. Therefore, Bezdin kills him, and not midin the Mises Bezdin or midin Hariga. Therefore, there's no Raya from Tosfos's case, according to Rashi. He said it might be like this Rambam and Ravid, what happens by a shore that belongs to a Treifa. Do you kill the shore or not kill the shore? Rabbi Yosha spoke about that. Akoponim, this is the Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. And we were magdi the Machloikas perhaps as follows. Do you say like Tosfos Shmiya Gedolah Meiria is that Ria kind of functions like a Shmiya? In other words, Ria is also Eidos. I could be my own aid. Like we saw in Pirkei Avos, in the fourth parak, Hashem is the aid and the dayan. Or lo teish shmiya gadol meiria is, I don't need eidos. So Rashi says, I don't need eidos. So says Rashi, it's only where the Torah doesn't qualify, you need eidos. The Torah says you need eidos, then you need eidos. Masha enkein, according to Tosfos, if it means that I have eidos, so even when the Torah needs eidos, but this is better, the best eidos you can possibly have on my own aid. We said that if we're right, then maybe even Rashi will hold when it comes to Mamanis that we're going to hold Eid Nasadayim because there is for sure no need for Eidus because all we need to know is get to the bottom line. Do you owe the money? Do you not owe the money? When it comes to Dinei Nefashos, There's a certain protocol. And even if we know you killed, but if you didn't kill with that protocol, so the Bezdin can't paskin on you. And therefore, you need protocol, which is Eidus. Al-Kopanim, that was the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara, you're going to Jeru Balayla. He saw it at night. And we said over here also is a Mechalikus Rashi and Toysmas, and a third sheet of the Ritva. But Rashi and Toysmas, Rashi says, what's the problem with Balayla? Because if it's the next day, Al-Maya Kaju, Rashi makes it sound like there's distance, there's a hepsic, there's time between the night and the day. And that she says, therefore, you can't be Makadashin. However, what would be, for example, according to Rashi, if he saw it at night right before the day, it was like moments before, then the chayra, you should be able to be makadoshim because the riyah is right here. Or says Rabbi Kivegu, the opposite. What about according to Rashi, if he saw it the day before, but he saw it by day, can he be makadoshim the day later? No, because the riyah is not here. Mashenki and Taisus says the problem isn't because al mayikacho. I have what to makadoshim on, but the problem is that if I'm makadoshim based on that riyah happened at night. Then it's like a mimakabal edus palayla. Mimakabal edus, I'm doing a re'iyah. The thesis holds the re'iyah is like kabbalas edus. So therefore it's a problem doing it at night. But the whole problem is because it's categorically in the wrong time. What would be if I would have seen it the day before, it's 24 hours later, thesis will hold it's good. So thesis is not saying the same as Rashi. Rashi is not saying the same as thesis. We explain that Flakus is lit, she tossum. Rashi has the pshat of Re'iyah is that not that it blibes like an Avis. It's just you can pass can't be the Re'iyah, the Re'iyah has to stay here. The Re'iyah doesn't register. I think in Tosfos holds that the Re'iyah is like Avis, so you have your Avis. So the only problem is you can't do Avis Balayla. And we said the Ritva says a little bit different. The Ritva is similar to Tosfos, similar to Rashi. He says if Bezdin sees it at night, so they're not seeing as Bezdin. They're seeing as Eidim. They're seeing as Eidim, therefore they're going to need the Haggadah's Avis of the Eidim. These are the different pshat that we said. In the din of Kigon Jeru Bala. Any questions? Okay. Says the Gemara Baiter, who shloish me bezdin yamdu shnayim yishuv nechmei pechayim eitzayach adamai achanayim yishuv nechmei pechayim eitzayach adamai. The Gemara, the Chiddush of the Seifa is, I would think, Eina Yochid Neman Al Yidei Atzmoy. That's the Chiddush. Because I would have thought, Dina Mamas Mishloish Mahe Mumcha L'Rabim Don Afil Bi Yechidi. Because that's the Aloch, you can be Dan Achidi when it comes to Dina Mamanis. So therefore, I think of Yosin Nekachi Balayla, Kamash Malam, that you can't. So we spoke about, what does that mean, Yochid Mumcha can be Dan? I thought it says in the Mishnah Birkyov is, Ein, Don Yechidi El Echad. So what does it mean that everyone's ever could done? Anyone have an answer to that question? Noam Sandberg, do you have an answer to that inquiry? Okay, anyone else have an answer to that question? Silence is golden. So I think that the answer might be, that maybe in a chanami, when we pass in yodchen mumche, it doesn't mean that you're passing the Torah's din. You're passing the Torah's shara. And they have to be mekabel. They're the two people, they have to say, I know you're not a dayan. I know you're not bezdin. But we want to accept whatever your ruling is. That's the case. So then only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done yechidi. Everyone else can do pshara yechidi. But that's yachid mumchah, maybe only a pshara. I'll call pun it. But it does work when it comes to mamanas. I might think it should also work by kiddush HaKadosh, which is a kiddush according to the way that I'm saying it. It says the Gemara, yeah, but the problem is that it says by Moshe and Aaron, the pasuk includes Aaron, and Moshe needed Aaron to be there with him. We asked that big question from the Brisker Rav. I thought you said that Moshe is b'mochem ayin aleph. We said two terutzim. The second terutz, which is the famous one, ayin aleph adegeven, ob abezdin fun sholosh hoter nishtgeven. That was that terutz. And we try to explain it that maybe it means that he wasn't a bezdin of Ayin Aleph. He was just like the eyes of Ayin Aleph. No, I'm sorry. Maybe he had the psak of bezdin of Ayin Aleph, but the eyes of bezdin being the manning, maybe that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do. No. Something like that. You can see it both ways, really. Really depends. Akol Panim. The point is that we've split up bezdin of Ayin Aleph into two different things. We spoke about this many, many times. that Ayin Aleph has two different functions. One is to be Supreme Court. You have small claims court, you have federal court, and then you have Supreme Court. Small claim court is 3, federal court is 23, Supreme Court is 71. That's one function of the Sanhedrin. Another function of Sanhedrin is to be Einei Ha'edo, which Rashi calls Chashuvei Hador. Maybe Rashi means the same type of thing. The important people, they represent Klal Yisrael. So maybe even though Moshe Rabbeinu was B'makom Ayin Aleph, doesn't mean he had both qualities of Ayin Aleph, only one, and therefore he wasn't able to paskin by himself. That could be. Another pshat that we said was, and I don't remember, he gave a mushal. I don't remember the mushal off the top of my head, but I guess it was, maybe if you need a minion. If you need a minion, does Moshe Rabbeinu count as a minion? He says, Makom Ayin Aleph. He said, no, Avada, he doesn't count as a minion. Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe the koyach of Moyach of Ayin Aleph. But the Maisa, he wasn't 11, he wasn't 10 people, he wasn't 71 people, he wasn't 3 people. So if the din of 3 is you can't have less than 3, so the fact is, Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it all on his own, even though he's very smart. But it's not about being smart, it's about having the right representation. That was the other answer that we gave to this question. Now we continued and we spoke about the drush actually. How do you see it from Aaron? We spoke about Aaron was related to Moshe. I also it's Ein Bezdin Shachos, just the two of them. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishtatif? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be part of a Bezdin? And they're Kroivim Koyna Matan Torah. Or maybe it didn't mean that Aaron actually participated. We just meant Moshe can't do it yourself. Once you can't do it yourself, we'll end up at 3. So it's really about Moshe not being alone. Or is it about that you really need a Bezdin of 3? Those are the different that we had. Now the Gemara continues and says, Lememra the Eid Nasadain. This means to tell me that you see from over here that Eid Nasadain. Now we spoke extensively to remember that there's two different sugyas of Eid Nasadain. There's one sugya of Eid Nasadain, which is Eid Ha Roya Nasadain. There's another sugya of Eid Ha Meid Nasadain. Over here in our sugya, we're talking about Misha Eid Ha Roya. He's Roy Leois Eid. He didn't actually testify. The other sugyas get in other places, Eid HaMeyed, and it never shall the twine meet. They can overlap, but they don't meet. So you can't ask, like, why do you need those psukim? Why do you use these psukim or something like that? Because it's two different dinim of Eid Nasadayin. An Eid can be a witness, or an Eid can be someone who testifies. To be Meyed means to testify. So what does Eid Nasadayin mean? It means different things in different places. So therefore, our sugya is talking about Eid HaRoya Nasadayin. Two of them get up. And they testify in front of the third, even though the third also saw what happened together with them. So he's the Eid HaRoya. And that's the discussion of you. Do you say Eid HaRoya Nasadayim? We'd say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva seems to say by Eid HaRoya is Eid Nasadayim. And we said that maybe Rabbi Akiva is a special Xeris Akasa, the Shaftu Eid of Itzilo Eid. And one of the things we said, very important, is that it's not just two different types of Eid Nasadayim, but they're two totally different Hagdaros. They're totally different. Fundamentally different. The Ein Ha'Eid Nasa Dayan of an Eid that's Meyid is perhaps Al Sadin of Eid Shati Yachal Azima, or better said, it's a Chisarn in the Eidus. Ein Eid HaRoya Nasa Dayan, he wasn't Meyid, so it can't be a Chisarn in the Eidus. There it's a Chisarn in the Dayanis. He's not going to be a good Dayan. So that is. That was a fundamental difference, and we discussed the difference from many different angles. I'll call upon it. We ended up coming out. Tosfos says that le'inyan psak. So how do we paskin? We paskin that there's three different degrees. If you're talking about a regular d'oraisa, so then we say that you can't have an eid hameyid nasadayin, but an eid haroya nasadayin is fine. If you're talking about something very chamor, like dinei nefashos, even Eid HaRoya can't be nasadayin. If you're talking about something that's so simple, like kiyum shtaris, which is derabanan, there even Eid HaMeyed is going to be nasadayin. So what we had asked is, what happens if afterwards someone comes and is ma'ara on the shtar? That should make, in theory, the need for kiyum d'oraisa, and then he won't know about it. And we Mekayim Midr Abanan, and everyone will be happy. That's a question that I had on bringing doing a Kiyum Shtaris Midr Abanan. Al Kopanim, one of the big sugars we spoke about over here was Do you need to? Is there a problem of Eid Nasa Dayan when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh? Eid HaMeid Nasa Dayan. And it could be it's a machlokes in the Rishonim. And what we discussed was, do you say that over here you need Eid Shata Yochol Azima? Because it could be the Chisaron of the Din of Eid HaMeid. Eid HaMeid Nasa Dayan is Eid Shata Yochol Azima. So is there a Din of Eid Shata Yochol Azima when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh? So we said, well, it's not so simple. Does he get Malchus? Will the Malchus help? We went through an entire discussion about that because there's no Vetziku, and even Loisane is only Bereachon, it's Lashem B'maisa, and if you do, is that still considered to have Kasher Zomam? Is it enough for Kasher Zomam? That was a big discussion that we went through and all the different angles to try to figure out, do you need Eidesh HaTiyoch HaLazima when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh? Then we discussed also that with the Chayra we have a right, there's no din of Eidesh HaTiyoch HaLazima. Because if a person comes and he was made on Shabbos, and he came on Shabbos to be made, he was Mechal Shabbos, so then the Chayra you're going to be stuck in a Manav Shach. Because if you find out that he was Mechal Shabbos and he's lying, then it's the Chayra going to be Eidesh Shiyatiyoch HaLazima, because the Goyim Muslim Afraid was never really Eidesh. He wasn't an Eid. He was Mechal Shabbos when he said it's Eidus. That's not called Eidus, or is it said called Eidus? Maybe all other ways, it's not called Eidus, but over here it would be because we said Eidus of a Zoymim sticks. So once he said it's Eidus, it's like it became a real Eidus. Maybe that is called Eidus Shatiyach Lazima. Or maybe when it comes to Mominus, you don't need Eidus Shatiyach Lazima. We had all different types of Tzurutzim. This is the two dots. This is where we're up to. I know that it's a little bit shorter than usual, but we're going to stop right now.